This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for open heaven. Thank you for access that is coming from your presence. Honor, praise, adoration to you, our Father, Father of Spirit, Father of Light, in whom there is no darkness, nor any shadow of turning. We give you praise for starting another year of 2026 with our School of Biblical Truth, SOBT. Thank you for this platform that you got ordained to come to encounter us with truth that makes free. Even that same thing that is in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for light. Thank you for delivering of truth, which is the law of your Father to us. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for enlightening us. Thank you for that great grace you are set to give to us. We reverence you, our God. Thank you because of your faithfulness. Thank you because of your truth. Thank you, Father. Honor to you, Jesus. Give you praise, our Father. Honor you, Son of God. Glory, praise to our God. Blessing Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I welcome us all to 2026, in particular to the first School of Biblical Truth in this year, and with great expectation that God will be blessing us so much this year through this platform. One of the things that I know that this platform is supposed to publish and erat is the truth. When you see, it's called the School of Biblical Truth. And both to publish the law of truth and to publish the truth in its entirety, to publish the covenant of God, which is the cause of the covenant of truth, and publish testimonies of God, which are all things of the God of truth. So it's going to be publishing the things of our Lord Jesus Christ and the things of our God. Because so our God is the God of truth, in whom there's no iniquity. So I'm trusting heaven for so much mercy for this year, that many people made free and many people will be built up. Because that was what this thing will build many up, and we all partner with the Spirit of Truth also, who can guide to truth and speak of the truth, but much more, we not only guide and lead to truth and speak of the truth, but much more, He will also show us the things to come. I love that word, things to come. Things to come that the Son of God gives, and things to come that the Father gives, and the things that the true God gives, because they are in the world of things to come, but that the Spirit of truth will show us that we will fully be empowered to receive those things in the name of Jesus. We find out that one of the things to come that the Son of God gives and the Father gives are good. Hallelujah. Things to come that are good. And there are things to come that are acceptable. And there are things to come that are perfect. So the word of the things to come, there are good things to come. There are acceptable things to come. And there are perfect things to come. These are great blessings. Things to come are not limited just only to good things. There are also acceptable things. There are acceptable things of God. So those acceptable things are things to come. They are not things of the present. And much more, there are perfect things to come. All these are the blessing of the world to come. They are things that we must put on. Things must be adorned with. Things that we, our soul must inherit. Heaven wants to make us better than the former. And former is better than the present. But what God wants us to become better. If we are going to be better, then we must receive these things to come. Because you want, that's one of the things that may they refer to who Jesus is and who the Father is. He said that he was, he is, and is to come. He was, Jesus was, Jesus is. But much more, Jesus is to come. But it's not only Jesus that is to come. The Father also was referred to. When we are talking about God, the Father, he is also, he is, he was, and is to come. There's been one that they say he was, and is to come. But there is he who is, and who was, and is to come. So there's he that was what? He is, and he was, and he is to come. So the one that we're describing, that he was, he who was, and is to come, is the Father that sat on the throne in Revelation chapter 4. Because he said they were describing that he who sat upon the throne, who is to be looked upon like jasper and sardine stone. So the one that describes, say, he who was. When they are talking about his was, they are talking about a being that descended from eternal to everlasting beginning of the Creator. Thereafter, he zoomed back into eternal to what? Everlasting. And that in everlasting he is. And ultimately, he is supposed to, when men arrive at where he is, but as the present activity of manifestation of God is that which he is, which is everlasting. So when I'm talking about things to come, our beings, and the gift of their things. Things that are there. So the he who was is the person that was in eternity, but moved in creation into everlasting. But when he moved to everlasting, he has to know everlasting, that's where he is. Because Hebrews chapter 11, made us to know that they that must come to God but believe that He is. So, God, He is. Without faith, it's important to please God. So, you know where you can please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. He who was, He who is. He is. Also, in the book of Timothy, when Timothy was saying that the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seed, the Lord knoweth them that are is. And let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So I want us to see that there is where the Lord is. That must come to the Lord, but believe that He is. The Lord, He is. In that Hebrew 11. It's not that only He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that He just seek Him. So there's He who was, He who is. And is to come. Is to come is a rewarder. That's the reward. And reward is eternal. That is to come. So He is in everlasting of the Creator. There is the everlasting of the Creator. And the everlasting of the Creator, where it was eternal. And He moved into what? Everlasting, where He is. And intention is to finally move as many into the reward of the reward that He is to come. So when you arrive at the domain of He is to come, He is, you have God, the Father. And when you arrive at this to come, you also see Him in higher glory there. In that place, you see Him as the eternal reward. When you arrive at where He is, you see Him as the inheritance. He is the inheritance. He is to come, is eternal reward. So He is the inheritance of the saints in light. That is the revelation of the incorruptible God. Or what Romans chapter 1 called uncorruptible God. He is the unveiling of salvation of our God. That is the salvation of our God. That is salvation of our God. But you see, when they were describing that He is, which is the salvation of our God, in Revelation chapter 1, when they were talking about Jesus to the seven churches which were in Asia, grace be to you and peace from Him, which is, they're talking about His incorruptible, everlasting essence, and which was and is to come. So we know at this time around, when we're talking about Him which is, they are talking about the present day ministry of Jesus, which is able to save unto the uttermost then that cometh by Him, for He ever liveth to make intercession for them. So you can see, it is wherefore He is able to save. I was saying that He is He that is saved. He is the salvation of our God. Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore He is able to save is the place of receiving inheritance. For He is, salvation is inheritance. According to Hebrews chapter 1, He is able to save unto the utmost that come unto God. You know, this is also Hebrew 11. For they that must come to God must believe that He is. So that's where the God is, that Jesus Christ is also. And where He is, there you also should be there. John chapter 14. Where the Son has come to God, that's where He is with God. And beyond, and there is where He is to come, that is with God. The Son, there are two positions that both of them are. And His intention is to bring everyone, according to John chapter 14, those who believe in Him and those who believe in God. You must believe in God. Do not let your betrothal, your heart. Why did he mention the heart? Do not let your heart be troubled. Your heart is your heart. Your heart should not be troubled. Because there are enough things according to Isaiah chapter 8 that make men trouble. Things that can send perplexity, dimness, anguish, and vexation within men. So, in that Isaiah 8:22, there are things on earth from 21 that is said, men will fret themselves. Say, do not you have trouble, believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many, many, many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you also may be there. So there's where I am. I love that word. If I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, that where I am is. Where I am is. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. That's the I am, where I am. But beyond where I am, as I, before Jokas died, Jokas was already in the dimension of he is. It was, I am there. I am with the Father. So Jokas was already with the Father. But that is not all you need. But you must enter to that domain. So that what he is called the presence. Is the place of the presence. Is the place of the presence. Which is the place of the presence. Jude said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He will keep you from falling. And to present you faultless before his presence. So, but that is not only to keep you and to present you before his presence. But there's another place. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, but now. But not just now. And ever. Please, I'm saying that things to come as good, acceptable, and perfect. And at the beginning of all receiving, like we must take the good of this thing that he shall show you things to come. That's one of the things the Spirit of Truth is supposed to do. It's supposed to show us things to come. So in that John chapter 16, he said it from verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will guide into all truth. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and he shall show it unto you. So you can see that things to come are things of the Father, which is not the things of the Son. So these things to come are the things of the Father. And what? That the Father gave to the Son, which the Spirit of Truth is taking. He takes them, which are what? Are good. Are what? And perfect. If James talked about these things that are both good. Every good and every perfect. So when I say that things to come are good, acceptable, and perfect.
So there are things of the Father that are good. There are things of the Father that are acceptable. There are things of the Father that are perfect. All of them are materials of the world to come. These, they are things good, things acceptable, and things perfect. Because you can't have things good and you don't have acceptable. You can't just jump from good to perfect. There is acceptable between good and perfect. You can be good, but it's when a way man can be acceptable unto the Father. But the intention ultimately is for us to be perfect. In Matthew 5:48, be therefore perfect, even as your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. But this is not only what he said. He also said the Father is good. In that John chapter 5 also, the Father is perfect, but he's also good. In John 5:45, so you first of all arrive at good. You can say you can't just jump from good to perfect. Or 43. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despisively use you and persecute you. Then verse 45 says, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and send rain on the just and the unjust. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your Father, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? So you can see that there is the Father has good things, and the Father has acceptable things, and the Father has perfect things. And all these three are things that is to come. These things are the thing that is and is to come. Without them, we will not be like the children of the Father. So when you have good, you become the children of the Father. When you have good things, you are children of the Father. When you have acceptable things, you are sons of the Father. And when you are perfect, you are like your Father. That you may be as your Father who is in heaven. Be ye perfect as the heavenly Father. So you can see. For therefore, say be perfect as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. So to have good things to come. I'm talking about in the world of things to come, there's good. But if you are the good of to come, you'll be children of your Father. Children of your Father. Children of your Father. Not just children. You have grown to be children of your Father. And that children of your Father, you saw it in 1 John chapter 2. I wrote to you little children, because you have known the Father. And before you can know the Father, you have taken away sin from you. Sin does not make a man good. So it's a taking away of sin nature. That sin there is iniquity. And the bringing in of what makes you good is the bringing in of righteousness. A lot of righteousness is the bringing in of righteousness. Which I was teaching from Romans 8, or which was from the book of Sam. As it's written, there is no righteous, no, not one. That's Romans 3, verse 10. Then verse 12 says, they are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. So you can see that when you know the Father, because that was what he was teaching them. He was teaching them that you may be like the children of your Father. When he was teaching that Matthew 5, before that, from that verse 43, he was teaching them what to say. You have known the Father and you are like the Father. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy enemy, or thou shalt love thy neighbor, and hate thy enemy. For I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them who despisely use you and persecute you. You can't do these four things. These four things, loving them, loving your enemies, bless them that curse you, doing good to them that hate you, fourth one, pray for them who disparagely use you, and they persecute you, to pray for them that disparagely use your employer for labor that is of that pay you. How many times have you prayed, God, I pray for my boss, I pray for the owner of our company that is underpaying us. Oh, Marka, you bless my boss. You won't be able to do these things until you have learned of your Father. And you learn of your Father. You have learned of the Father, because you can learn the Father. He said in the book of John. You can learn of the Father. He said in the book of Gospel of John. As we say also in the Second John, you can learn of the Father. But First John, Gospel of John said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. So that's what the Son used to raise up. Good things to raise up. To raise up is to train up. To raise up is to build up. To raise up is not just that you are dead. No. To raise you up, the Son will raise you up, is to use you, to train you up. Train you up with good things. Train you up with acceptable things, and you become perfect. When you are perfect, you can now, the Father can say, yes, this is as me. You are as your Father. No father say, that's my guy, that's my son, that's my son. He didn't say, that's my child. He said, okay, say, Junior. That's my baby. But what pleased the Father is that he raises you up. And the person that ever raised sons for the Father, or that ever to raise children for the Father, is the Son, is Jesus. The Father gave Jesus children to raise for him. But he should take children and raise them to be sons. What the Father will take from Jesus are sons. The Father will never take children that are good. The Father takes sons that are acceptable for him to be able to work on them so that they can partake of everything that is of the Father, which is perfection. Just that Jesus, the Son of God, will not take babies. Jesus allowed the Holy Spirit of truth to help him raise. Jesus will only take sons. Jesus will take sons. He will take sons that are now children in his hand to raise them to become a son that he can give to his Father. And so when he's giving to his Father, they are in the domain of everlasting. Or they're in the domain of acceptable. They are acceptable. What's acceptable to the Father are sons. Children know the Father, but it's not acceptable to them. Because in knowing the Father is the least and is the greatest. The least in knowing the Father are children. So there's the least and is the greatest. From the least unto the great. Abi? So if there's least, there must be great and greatest. So the least in the kingdom of heaven. When you say you are the least in the kingdom of heaven, You are our Father who is in heaven. Like you may be like your Father in heaven, the least in the kingdom, or the Father in your Father who is in heaven. Like you are good, like your Father in heaven, and you are perfect, like your Father in heaven. The least in that fatherhood world are children of the kingdom. And you cannot be children of the kingdom if you have not received things to come that are good. It's things to come that are good that make me. You see? And so, and there is a conversation of things that are good. So the conversation of things that are good are those things that they started talking from that Matthew 5. They started talking about blessing, 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 blessed. Blessed are the poor in the spirit, blessed are these. Those are characteristics of those that blessed are those that hunger and thirst, all those things. And which he started talking about them when he began to talk about blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. What's the kingdom of heaven? Our Father who art in heaven. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called children of God. Children of God. Children of God. Or the children of God, the Father. They are children. And peacemaker are children. So peacemaker are those that have acquainted themselves and are at peace. Job 22:21. And they are at peace. Acquainted themselves with him and be at peace. So blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called. They are peacemaker. They are peaceable. But they shall be called. They shall be called. They are not. They shall be called. I mean, they will spend calling into good. Into the good. For they shall be called unto the good. And the good that they shall be called unto children of God. That's what that Job was talking. Job 22:1. Acquaint thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you. That means they will call. For they shall be called you. So when they call you into the world, good shall come. That means the world to come. It shall show you things to come. So the first thing they show you, they won't show you things to come except you are at peace. You must be at peace. You are at peace. And you arrive at peace by obeying godliness with power. If you do godliness with power, godliness with power make you to be at peace. It is then that at peace that good shall come, or they shall be called into good, that we make them to become children of God. So I've said in the world of things to come, there's good, there's acceptable and perfect. There's good, acceptable and perfect. And this good, acceptable and perfect are things that the Son will show us. And just Christ said in that book of John 16 that what the Spirit of truth is showing things to come, they are mine. And I said they are mine because my Father, in verse 14, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father had are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it. So the thing that the Son says is mine, they are the things of the Father. And so from this thing, and he said this thing that they will show you are things to come. And if they are things to come, in the world of things to come, things of the Father, from that Matthew 5, we know that you are good, 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 good. Also James, good gifts, perfect gift. Matthew 14, your Father, the Father in heaven know how to give good things. So you must receive good things. So good things start coming to you as commandments. Or good things come to you as good word. And you must fear the commandment of good word. So you must fear the commandment as good word. So the good word is for you to also eat good. You heard it in the book of Isaiah 55. Say, eat that which is good. But it's not only that which is good you should eat. And also, let your soul delight itself in fatness. Eat that which is good. And delight your soul in fatness. So the first thing you find, the land of the living, in the world of the Son of the living God, or the Son of the living God, or in the world of the living Father, is you eat the good. Isaiah said in Isaiah 18 also, come now, let us reason together, see the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet. So you can see the problem of little children form like a right of writing that you sin what that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. So that through the things of the Father gave to the Son and the thing that the Son had, you told what the Spirit of truth shall show it to you. He will take care of your sin. And that's you, little children, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sin, but also for the sin of the whole world. That is 1 John 2, 1 2. Then when you now read it later, I don't really choose children. Because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Then in verse 13, I don't tell to you little children, because you have known the Father. So what they know the Father is, they know the Father through the lens of the Son. And what they partook of the Son is the good that the Son is. And what the good does, this good bring about what? When you know the good of the Father, it bring about forgiveness of your sin. Or it takes away your sin. It make you to move into the world. It take away sin nature, the good of the things to come. The first layer of good things to come in the world of things to come takes away sin of little children and made little children to become to a place where they are good. That's what that Matthew was talking about. Say, your sin be as green, your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. They be red like crimson. They shall be white as wool. If you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. So it's the good of the land. The land is not another thing. The Son of God is a land. And the Father is also a land. You will land in the Son. And you together with the Son will carry you to land in the Father. Because you can't just enter. You have to land inside the Son. And the Son will land on your inside. And together you will land inside the Father. So that Matthew chapter 5 from verse 9. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called, or they will call you into the good. Or they call you into the good that is coming to you. In the book of Jonah, he said, when good cometh, Job 20, 21 said, I couldn't land yourself and be at peace with him, and good shall come to you. Jeremiah 17. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man, and make her flesh his arm. That's when they want to rid your flesh. And they are working on you to rid your flesh in by the coming of the messenger of the way. Which is the appearance of the Son of the living God. The first thing they want to do is to rid you of flesh. Cursed be the man that trusted in man and make his flesh his arm. Whose heart departed from the law. So we know that this law, when you go back later in this Isaiah 17 downward, this Lord is the fountain of living water. In verse 13, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they forsake the Lord, the fountain of living waters. So you can see that verse 6. For he shall be like the earth in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh. So good coming is the coming of the Son of God. We have the Spirit of truth that is showing the word of God, which is the good word of God. And in the good word of God are commandments, good commandments. We must take good commandment. We must do commandment, which was what that John chapter 5, is it 5 or 6 was not teaching? The least is the commandment. He that teach this and do not do it shall be likened as the least in the kingdom of heaven. That is 5 of Matthew. You be the children of your Father, peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called children of God. Then verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Can you see? So the first domain of the kingdom of heaven a man will receive is to be made good. And what do you are going to make good? You are going to make your heart good. To make your heart good. To have good heart. To have good mind. To have good conscience. Those are the blessings of God the Father. Good heart, good mind, good conscience. Because they cannot put anything or they can't install anything on that which is not good. The work of God must be on good. That's why the least of God's creation, we are good. Living so, we are good. Good, good, good. The foundation that God stands on are good. The foundation that God can tower into perfection and into eternal reward. So, to make all my inward members good, to make all my inward members good, the first calling, the first high calling of God, the first high calling of God to them that have arrived in Christ is pursuit of good. You must pursue good. You must pursue to be good. You must look for good. You must seek for good. You must look for good. Look for the good. Seek the good things. Look for the good things of the Son of God. So you must seek good. Amos 5:14 says, seek good and not evil, that you may live. This is exactly Isaiah 55. Eat that which is good, and you shall live. And your soul shall live. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. So the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken. So blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. But you can't be children of God until you have eaten that which is good, which the Spirit of truth is showing you, which is the first, your first semester in the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of the Father. Kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God. It's the domain. It's the life of the Father. Dominion of the Father. And I said that those things that are for you to be good, you must do the good commandments. There are good commandments that you must do. And those good commandments are the commandments that they began to teach you. That you cannot hate. You cannot hate them that hate you. But rather, you have to do righteousness. You have to do righteousness. You have to do righteousness against them that are persecuting you. Against them that hate you. Against them that despisely use you. Against them that curse you. You do righteousness. You do righteousness. You fulfill righteousness. Those righteousness are revealed commandments of good. Those are things that Joker was teaching in beatitude. I call that beatitude. I call it mental attitude. That your mind and your heart. Attitude is a thing of the heart and the mind. Beatitude. Men that believe in God and believe in the Son of God. Attitude of the heart. Disposition. The manner of men they must be. Not just believer in Christ. Be a man that believe the Son and believe the Father unto life everlasting. According to 1 Timothy. Men that are believing into life everlasting. There are commandments for them. And these commandments are what they lay up in all beatitude. Matthew 5, Matthew 6, Matthew 7. They are commandments. They are all commandments, my brothers and sisters. They are commandments. You must do righteousness. Why are they persecuting you? Why do they hate you? Why are they cursing you? Why are they despitefully using you? Because why? You are doing righteousness. But if you are not doing righteousness, they won't do that to you. Why they hate you? Why they curse you? Why they persecute you? Why they despitefully use you? It's because you are doing righteousness. In that Matthew 5. So all those things is because they are persecuting for righteousness' sake. and righteousness' sake are commandment. Because all his commandments are righteous together. They are righteousness. Also in 119, you find that his commandments are righteousness or are righteous. So his commandments or commandment, they are righteousness. They are righteousness of God. When you are doing what pleases God, but to do what is right. To do what is right, to do right. So that you can be good like your father. Then you'll be called the children of your father. In Psalm 119, 172, say, all thy commandments are righteousness. For all thy commandments are righteousness. So when you are doing righteousness, either the righteousness, you can do righteousness of the word, then you can govern to higher righteousness, which is righteousness of the law of God. Then you can do righteousness of the covenant of God. So you must see that Psalm 119, 172 say, for all thy commandments, the commandment of God, which is life everlasting. But the first layer of the commandment of God, which are life everlasting, for all the commandment of God are life everlasting. John 12, 51 say, for I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father spake unto me, so I speak. So you know, the Father spoke to the Son. The Son did what the Father spake to him. What the Father said unto him. And what he said, he did it and came into becoming good. Then he is also speaking it to us now. So I speak. So the Son is not speaking anything that the Father is not speaking. What the Son became came by what the Father spake to him, what the Father commanded me. That's John 12, 49 to 50. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. So you can see the commandment are all commandments of the Father and the Son are righteousness. So when you are doing the righteousness and you are being persecuted, when you do righteousness and you are being despisively used, you, when you are doing righteousness because you want to be at peace with all men, you want to follow peace with all men, you can also hurt them or speak back. They persecute you because you stand for what is righteous, what is truth, according to the commandment of God. Or something may not even be even to your brethren. So brethren did some things and God tell you, this is what I want you to do to please me, to do my good will. Then you can do my acceptable will, which is things to come. And you can do my perfect will, which are all things to come. And it's for your heart to become good, for your mind to become good, and for your conscience to become good, and all your members within can become good. So the first thing want to make us to, for us to become good. And we can't be good except we obey the beatitudes. Those beatitudes are commandments. Nobody can be good if he's not poor in spirit. Nobody can be good if it's not meek. You cannot be good if you are not hungry and thirsty for righteousness. You cannot be good if you are not merciful. You won't obtain mercy of God making you good. You can never be good if you don't have pure heart. Pure heart is good, but they can only make pure heart good, good as God is good, if you have a pure heart. So you can see God, or you can see God, or what it means to see God, so that good can come to you. To see God is too good to come to you. Because God is good. When you see God, you are seeing good. When you see God, you are seeing acceptable. When you see God, you are seeing perfect. We cannot be good and all our inward becoming good. That is a sign that begin to say they are healing the soul of ability to depart. Or they are healing the inward part of dividing the soul, the vision. Because to be good, when you have good, you come into oneness. You can have one mind, but you're not into oneness. So look at what it takes. Look at what you have to do, righteousness. You have to go through the season of being persecuted. You see, this is how they heal us of our iniquity. They will allow men to persecute us. Like what happened to Joseph. The people that persecuted him was his brothers. Like what happened to Joseph. The people that used him was his master that he was good to in his household. Despite used him, his wife. Because the master believed the wife and threw Joseph in prison. That you may be like your father. Because he was doing righteousness. The people that curse you. They saw David. When David was running away from Absalom, that young man was cursing David. And one of David's men said, let me fall upon Joseph. Joseph said, do not do this evil. That when they were, then they curse you, you show mercy. There are things that you must do. Hungry for righteousness, being what? Pure heart, being poor. So that the good to come can really do its work on your inside. You will never be made good if they do not bring for adverse condition to you. Things that are supposed to make you to curse back. Things that make you to also go back and despisefully respond back. Things that make you to also eat back. Oh, man. All the trouble, perplexity, but you're going to go through for men. You will not be made good if you think that man is the problem. God, what they want to treat inside your feet is to start treating the root of iniquity. Because no man is good, no, not one. Even a newborn baby, because his iniquity was I conceived, in sin was I shapen. There's shaping of sin in your body, in your outward man. How much more when you're going to do it, you enter into your inward man. So you can see, that's why when those adverse conditions come against us, you must know like David, that Absalom, his own son, sometimes heaven will not only be your enemies, but sometimes he'll be brethren. Sometimes he'll not be your brethren. He really David said, my own blood. He said, my own blood, like Joseph, it's his own blood. It's the same blood. Some of the people that came against Joseph, his brothers. His brothers, one that persecuted him. When you read the book of Psalm, you will see that David said, many are the ones that persecute me. But that's why God could say, I find David, a man after my heart. The man who will do all my women. That God find a man that have arrived at peace. And God will allow good to come. So that you can become children. What talk about children? Children are good. No, children can still offend each other. Children can still hurt each other. Even in everlasting life. They can still hurt. But there's something about children. They don't longer take record of wrongs. When you're children. Children say, that's how you did to me last time. There's something that's happened to the soul. There's something that's happened to their mind. That mind have gone through the process of purifications of the word of God. Although that's not the best. When you are children of your Father in heaven, who reign upon the good and the evil, upon the just and just. Many people will do you unjust things. Some people will see, they will see what will benefit you and they will withhold it from you. Even sometimes it can come for brethren that has not passed from darkness to light. Brethren that have not passed from death to life. John wrote in that 1 John 2 that whosoever hates his brother is still in darkness even until now. And he has occasion of stumbling on his inside. In him, such a person has occasion of stumbling. But when a man loves his brother, he will pass from darkness even unto light. Because he loves his brother and he has abiding in light. That's 1 John 2, 9 to 10. And there's no occasion of stumbling. So if there's no occasion of stumbling, then there can be occasion of stumbling on your inside. And where those occasions are within you. These are within you. What make you stumble is within. Like James said, a man can offend in words. A man can offend in thought. A man can offend in assumption. A man can assume in presumptions. So when you see children of like the father, one thing you say about children is that they don't have occasion. Or when you say children then, they can't be offended. You see, Jacob was talking about whosoever offend this little. So you know, you can offend or cause them to stumble. That's Matthew 18. At the same time, the disciple came unto you saying, who is the greatest? So, you know, I said the least to greatest. And I said the least are children of what? Of God. Who have been called into good. Then I said if there are least, they should be great. And they should be greatest. So the disciple came to him. This is where he taught these three categories. Yeah, in this Matthew 3. He taught these three. So the great are acceptable. The greatest are perfect. At the same time, came the disciple unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him. Can you see? The greatest is little child, not little children. Little child. Those are man-child company. But after man-child company, there are remnant of a seed. And there's the woman. The woman is the children of the kingdom. Call a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. And severely I say unto you, say you become converted and become as little children. So little children there are good. You shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. So that's what makes you enter the kingdom of heaven. But that's what makes you to become like your father who is good in heaven. Even so ever therefore shall humble himself as this little child. The same is the greatest in the kingdom. So the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is those who are in the perfect things to come. And whosoever shall receive such one little child in my name, receiveth me. But whosoever shall offend these little ones. So what are the little ones? The two children. So the little children can still be offended. You can offend them. Little ones who believe in me. So the little ones there are the little children, which are the least in the kingdom, who are good. They can be offended. As a children, something about them is that they don't take offense. They can be offended. But they don't. But there's another one. Like Jacob said, blessed are they who are not offended in me. Those who want to be offended in the Son of God. Those who are not going to be offended in the Father are those little ones or little children. They have the word of God and they have the love of God. Great peace are they. Can you see? Great peace are they that love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. Psalm 119. Great peace are they that love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. So this great, nothing that can offend them. It shows that these ones are higher. Great. They are great in the kingdom. But little ones can be offended. Shall offend this little one. There's one who cannot be offended. They have something in them. Great peace. So they are great. So there's the least, the great, and the greatest is the little child. The least are little children. According to what he taught in that 18:2. And severely I say unto you, say you be comforted and become as little children. Verse 3 of Matthew 18. Ye shall not enter into God. So what converts you? What converts you into becoming little children and to enter is good things. And there's a good word for you to be in the company of little ones. That Jacob was teaching that the little ones, so the little ones are the little children. And what did they produce, little children? They did good. That good will work upon them. To be little mean, they are meek. To be little mean, in their mind, there's nothing you do to them that matter to them. If you curse them, if you despise them, if you persecute them, they don't take account of it. You can offend them, but they don't allow you to stay. Because why? If someone offends and you stay, you have account of it. You are not yet good. You are not yet good. If you can still hold down to those odds against you, those curses that people did against you, those persecution that you have record of it. Because even charity keep a record of evil. 1 Corinthians 13. Charity does not keep record of evil. You become little children when you can't keep record of offenses, 1 Corinthians 13:5, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not provoked, not overly sensitive, and easily anger. It does not take unto account a wrong endure. 1 Corinthians 13:15 Amplified Bible, King James Version. It's not easily provoked there. Does not behave in self unseemly, thinketh not our own evil. It's not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. That means it does not have record of evil. Account, it does not take account of evil. What it takes account is righteousness. But that does not mean that it cannot be offended. You can offend him. It does not have to keep it. Because he's keeping the good word of God. He's keeping the good word of the Lord. He's keeping the good word of the Lord. And he's an observer of the good commandment of God, which are righteousness. But God wants to make men good. Because God wants us to bring forth good fruits. Until we bring forth good, we won't start healing corruption. Corruptible cannot be healed. This is the good of God that takes care of the corruptible. A man may be corrupt. He's just there, but it can be corruptible. If corruptible not happen to you, you have to have good. Good must come to you. And good is the things to come. And things to come is not the things of the present. That's why I said things to come are things of the world to come. Because it's only the world to come. That word that the Father, the word, and the Holy Ghost descended into. That's the word to come. You know, they descend from eternal into everlasting, which I say he is. That word he is. That word is the word of that which is to come. They want to bring that reality to us. What did the Father, this word, that's the only thing that is higher than our enemies and they that hate us. So you can see. So it was that same teacher I taught in Matthew 7, from Matthew 5 to Matthew 7, is to make men to be good so that they can start dealing with their corruption. If you don't like this good thing, you will remain corruptible. So as I was saying, the least in the kingdom of heaven, the least are little children. And those little children, as I was reading for us, they are commandments. He said that whosoever shall teach these commandments, that it in, and will not do them, we don't do them, finish. And that should be like, so you know, Joker was making about the commandment. He started teaching about the commandment. Give me from Maker for 9, 10, 11. Blessed are ye when you realize these are commandments. Now, I said these are commandments. And persecuted you. And shall say all man of evil against you falsely. They falsely accuse you. When you are falsely accused. For my sake. That means for doing righteousness sake. For because of the Son of the living God. Because of the Father. For my sake. They didn't persecute you because you do wrong. Peter also said the same thing. Say when they are persecuted, they should not persecute you because of wrongdoing. Because you are evildoer. In Peter also called it fiery trial. In 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange things happen unto you. But rejoice. Inasmuch as you are partaker of Christ, there's a way they want to move Christ into the kingdom of heaven. They pass through there. There are things that will come against you. These are what they call suffering. Suffering is not sickness. Suffering is you being persecuted. Suffering is men speaking false of you, speaking false you that you have done. Suffering is you when you are doing righteousness. And men hate you for righteousness' sake. Sufferings of Christ are when men despisefully use you. Suffering of Christ is when you don't have record of evil. You cannot keep record, but you choose not to keep it in your memory, in your mind, in your heart, in your conscience. Those who persecute you choose them to do them bad good. When his glory shall be revealed, you shall be glad also with exceeding joy. When you are not faint, you should be reproached. Can you say reproach? Reproach is to be reverent. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy or blessed are you. This is beatitude. For the spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their part is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Now, some of you, if they call you there, because somebody found out you are talking about him and he hates you, you are the one. There's no reward for you that he hates me. You are busybody. You are proclaiming the word that does not concern you. or you are about, that should not be like that. Don't be a busybody. But if a man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. So what's the house of God? The house of God is what the word of God built. So when you are at the house of God, it's when the word of God is building. When you are doing the word of God, we are doing the righteousness of the word of God. Be ready for, because that's the time that they are making you the house of God. They are making you to what? To have access, to be converted, to have access to the kingdom of heaven. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? For if the righteous, can you see? Because what you're doing is righteous, it's making you righteous to be good. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping, can you see? The keeping of their soul to him in well doing as unto a faithful creator. So you can see the word to come is the word of creator. I said that. It's the word that is. And the word that is to come is eternal. So the word that things to come, who is a faithful creator, is the word of the creator, not the word creature. That's the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is the word of the creator. Salvation to our God is the word of the creator, which agree with also Timothy. You find it in Timothy, talk about the creator who is blessed. You also find in Romans 1. So those are the word of creator, not the word of creatures, the word of creator. Also find that Timothy also talk about this, the creator. So you can see, these are things that they want to bless us, is the word. Isaiah 40 also talk about the word of the creator also. So you can see, they address those who can faint. Those who can faint, the youth. Those who can faint, the young men. And what they bless them with commandment, understanding, judgment. So we can see that you don't just arrive having good if you are not ready to do commandment against what come against you. When they say a soul depart from living God, it is when this thing come against you that you start departing, like what happened to Hebrew church. That's what make your hand to start hang down. It's things that are coming against you. It's things that come against us that make men draw back. That was make men draw back. But the intention of God, can you see? There's nothing that can heal a man of an evil heart of unbelief except good. In Hebrews 3, you'll find different things they were talking about. Nothing that can heal the man of hardness, discipline of sin, except this good thing. The good thing to come. Things to come, things of the Son of God, things of the Father. That would the Father give to them that ask him. You know, the beauty of this, we can ask him. We can ask me, God, Father, give me good things that ask it of him. He said, if you be even know how to give good gifts, how much will your Father? To them that ask, to them, give good things to them that ask him. But if you go to ask him, you know, the word of asking, you find the word of asking in 1 John chapter 5. These are things we should be asking. Asking for good things that will make our heart good. Asking for good things that will make our soul good. And we ask so that make us have good fruits. We have good fruits. Good fruit. I love that word. Good fruit. Epistle call it good fruits. We start having good fruits. Good fruits. And we have good men. Good fruits and good men. I'm praying for us that this year, School of Biblical Truth, will be a great year for us. God wants us to become little children. We are little children. Little children, when we are good. Little children don't know how to keep record of evil. You can be the children of your Father. Who is the children of your Father? Children of your Father who is in heaven. Though the day when you're children of your Father, you are just least in the kingdom. But you have entered the kingdom of heaven. And you now know how to keep commandment. Like that John chapter 5 that we are reading from 13. Give me from 18. Think not that I am come to destroy the law, the prophet. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth shall pass, no one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass away from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments. So you can see. And shall teach men, he shall be called. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments. There are least commandments. So least commandment is the commandment of the good. You see, so little children, they can still break least commandment. Break one of these. They are commandments, but one. They are the least. Just as children. Children don't touch. Sometimes they do things. But they are not. It's not because they are not good. Sometimes because they lack judgment. So what little children lack judgment of heavenly kingdom. That judgment of everlasting life. They don't have full judgment. So they can still break. Say, whosoever shall break the least of these commandments and teach men so. Some little children sometimes, they break, and because of their life, they also tell me that you can break it. You know what they say? They didn't say. They teach it by their life, by what they are doing. He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the saints shall be called the great. So can you see? So there's the least, there's great, and there's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness. So you can use the commandment of righteousness. But I said your righteousness is the righteousness of the scribe and the Pharisee. You shall know wise. Enter into the kingdom of heaven. So there's a righteousness that exceeds. That righteousness is a revelation of things to come. And the beginning of the things to come is good. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his faith will shine upon you and be gracious unto you. See you next time by God's grace.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.